You're listening to KNKX, and city leaders in Tacoma are taking a whole new approach to homelessness. One of the first steps is making fresh water and bathroom facilities available. 88.5's Will James reports.
This is the sound of life changing for a few dozen people living on a vacant lot in Tacoma's Tide Flats. It's the sound of a faucet the city installed here about a week ago, along with a row of portable toilets and sinks.
We're thankful. We really are.
Rachel Rapp is using a bucket of that water to wash her feet. She says the ability to get clean can be a matter of life and death when you live outside.
I have a friend who was down the street. His name is Roger. He just went to the hospital. He has gangrene on his foot. He couldn't walk. And it saved people, a lot of people's lives.
That goes for dogs, too. She splashes some of the water on her chihuahua named Baby to cool him down.
I know you're getting hot here. Look. Here, let me get you wet.
This spigot, these toilets and sinks, they signify a shift in the way Tacoma manages its growing homeless population. Earlier this month, the city council declared Tacoma's more than 50 homeless encampments a public health emergency. Now, instead of forcing people to leave a vacant lot like this, they're trying to make life a little more bearable. Before the spigot, people in this encampment would get water from businesses in this spread-out industrial area. That meant carrying a plastic jug across some busy roads and often hoping someone was willing to help.
I used to go with a baby stroller or a shopping basket, and I would go up to the people at night and walk up there, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm going to ask them. I'm not going to steal or take anything that doesn't belong to me.
But these new amenities are meant to be temporary. Tacoma officials plan to offer them for 6 weeks at most, then move residents to a different site where caseworkers will try to place them into more stable housing. Rachel Rapp says the city's recent actions leave her optimistic, but she hopes these longer-term plans for housing prove to be more than just PR.
Is it for your image or is it to help us? Don't pretend anymore. We're tired of that.
Will James, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away ahead, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on KNKX.org and NPR One.